This week on Midwest Week, the impact of heroin in the Heartland. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Robert Connolly, reporter for the Galesburg Register-Mail. So, Robert, what prompted you to write that big series in Register-Mail about heroin in the city?
Well, when I got here to Galesburg in November of 2015, that was about the same time as the state law was passed for local law enforcement beginning to carry Narcan, which is known as the opiate overdose reversal drug. I think its generic name is naloxone. And at that point, you know, heroin hadn't really taken hold in Galesburg yet. But in the last, at some point in 2016 and definitely this year, heroin has started coming up more and more. So that's, you know, we kind of wanted to explain to readers what's going on in Galesburg.
And when you say heroin has come up or become popular or whatever word, do we know why that is? I mean, is it an economic situation or something else that, you know, drives people to it?
Well, in 2013 and 14 and most of 2015, local users would have to drive to either the Quad Cities, Burlington, or Peoria to get heroin. But in 2014 was the first arrest of a main dealer in Galesburg. And so at that point, dealers started to actually operate within Galesburg. And so the price lowered and the quality of the heroin increased. So that's what kind of led to an increase of its usage. Some people also use it to either get some sleep if they've been on meth for a couple days in a row, or they will use meth to get away from heroin and the symptoms and sickness that they can get from opiate withdrawals.
Now, in your series, you talked to or profiled a guy named Cody Earp. Who is he, and what's his story, Robert?
I actually saw him get arrested in the Knox County Courthouse in February of 2016, and he was a guy that popped up in a lot of police reports, and, you know, in police reports, if at least here in Galesburg, if they know somebody, they kind of identify the drug that they're using, you know, when they show up in retail thefts and, you know, kind of burglary cases, things like that, where they're trying to, you know, get money or trade items for drugs from their dealers. And so I reached out to Cody because I hadn't, you know, seen him in court for a while, and he was actually had been clean for about 2 months when I first reached out to him. I ended up talking to him for, I think, 6 hours over a couple weeks to kind of highlight his story.
And what is his story? Was it just sort of he accidentally started using and couldn't stop, or how did he get going?
Well, he started to smoke marijuana at the age of 12, and then he, as he put it, he just kind of wanted to adult so much. You know, he got married, I think, when he was 18. He was taking classes in the morning and working in the afternoons during his senior year at Abingdon High School. And when a major life event came up, he kind of went further down in terms of using different drugs. So he went from just marijuana to some cocaine usage, and that cocaine usage led to using some opiate prescription pills, and then that led to starting to use heroin at the age of 19.
Okay. How typical do you think Cody Earp is for Galesburg or anywhere else? I mean, is he sort of, we can take some lessons from what happened to him?
Some of the things that he talked about were, you know, you can order stuff like fentanyl, which is a product that's used to cut heroin and used to mix in with heroin to make it stronger. I mean, you can order things like fentanyl just on the internet these days. You know, it's things are a lot more available than, you know, they probably were 10 or 15 years ago. But, you know, it's just, you know, for him, he just didn't handle life adversities well and just kind of leaned on drugs to get him through very tough times. And, you know, he's come to terms with that since going through inpatient drug rehab and things like that.
Now, I understand that he's moved away from Galesburg. Why did he do that, and how important was that for him?
Yeah, so when he got arrested the last time in February. He was in the Knox County Jail for a couple months, and then he was able to get inpatient treatment in Bloomington. And so part of the end part of the treatment there is, you know, what's next? And so he was able to find a job down there, and he found a halfway house, Oxford House, which they operate across the country. And so he was able to move in there, had a job, and so it just, you know, and he was able to get away from, you know, all the places and people that he knew, you know, in Galesburg. He joked that he probably blocked about 400 people on Facebook while he was in rehab to kind of, you know, keep that crowd away from him, you know, at low points or when he might feel the need to, you know, start using again. And, you know, that's one of the main things in drug rehab treatment is you have to change your people, places, and things. And, you know, some people can, you know, get clean in their same towns, but other people find that it's better to relocate to a new city.
And Robert, while doing this, how about the legal system, police and the courts? How are they handling all this? Are they overwhelmed? Do they feel like they're part of the solution, part of the problem? Well, what's their role?
Well, I think, you know, it comes down to the user themselves at a certain point. You know, for Cody, he wanted to be there for his son. And if the user themselves don't hit that moment of, you know, now's the time to get clean, you know, the courts can, you know, keep sending them off to different rehab centers or offer them different services. And they do that. I mean, where he went in Bloomington, I think it's called Chestnut Health Systems, that was a place that his probation officer thought was a good fit for him and was the right program. I know that some people from Galesburg go to a facility up in the Quad Cities. I'm not sure which one. Others go to White Oaks and Peoria. And so, you know, just kind of, you know, if you're a drug user and you're in the jail and, you know, you can go through application processes to try to get into different treatment facilities. And so, you know, a lot of people do get multiple chances. It's just kind of, you know, it depends if it sticks this time around or if they're, you know, get released, get back into Galesburg and, you know, maybe run into an old friend at Casey's or something like that. And then, you know, they're right back in it.
So what lessons can we learn from all of this, Robert? I mean, you've studied this and written thousands of words on it all. Is there any solution? Is there anything that you or I could do differently to help out or what?
I think it's more prevalent than people are comfortable admitting. I think Cody, as well as the local attorney, told me you can walk 5 blocks within Main Street here in Galesburg and find a heroin dealer. So if it's that prevalent in a town, you know, the size of 30,000 or so, like Galesburg is, you know, it's probably out in some of the smaller areas, you know, such as rural parts of Knox County. But I think, you know, with Cody, he had overdosed before, and he had been using heavily for a few years. But at this point, he's going to backpack night with his kid, and he's working overtime right now, full-time job. You know, he's active in a church in the Bloomington area. So, I mean, if, you know, he was saying if he can turn it around, then others can also, you know, turn their lives around.